No way people could have survived the swiftness of the water.
At least 50 people have been confirmed dead. There are many unaccounted for still, including some young girls from a Christian summer camp. The American Party is officially the newest political party formed by Elon Musk. Political analyst Larry Sabato says he's waiting for a third party to make a difference and last, something that did happen when the Republican Party replaced the Whigs in the 1850s.
Maybe Musk thinks he has another Abraham Lincoln available for him to run.
President Trump's putting countries on notice about getting a trade deal with the U.S. by this Wednesday or face new higher tariff rates.
I signed some letters and they'll go out on Monday, probably 12.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A comeback for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game three of the Brewers and Marlins series today. And back on the mound from Milwaukee is veteran right-hander Brandon Woodruff. It's been nearly 2 years since September of 2023 that he started a major league game, his last game in Miami. Woodruff back after surgery and setbacks in his throwing arm. Today's game, a rubber match. The Brewers losing to the Marlins yesterday, 4-2. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
Yeah, we had some opportunities today and didn't do it. Didn't get the big hit at the big time. Put some pressure on him. Got the starter out of there. Credit goes to the Marlins. They're scrappy. They play hard. And we didn't do enough. It's hard to win a major league game. You got to stay after it. You got to get big hits. You got to perform with the men on third and one out. We didn't.
Brewers first baseman Rhys Hoskins had to leave that game with an injured left thumb, giving him a hard time holding a bat. Murphy says it could be at least a few days before Hoskins returns. The Brewers host the Dodgers tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Sunday. Light north and northeast winds. Highs close to the 80-degree mark. Overnight, a few clouds around. Lows in the low to mid-50s. On Monday, mostly sunny skies. Highs close to 80. Some storms Monday night. Right now, it's 70.
an unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710 and I can build the perfect package for your business.
The day is here, the one you've planned and pictured in your mind 100 times. Guests arrive, soft music plays, and everything is falling into place. Today, you marry your best friend. At Distinctly Yours Wedding and Events, your celebration is designed to feel like you. Personal, thoughtful, and full of joy. Marsha and her team are with you every step of the way, making sure everything flows seamlessly so you can be present and take it all in. Because your wedding should be distinctly yours, down to the very last detail.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lyerly, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinere will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning, everybody. The music is the star. I'm Lou Regani. And off we go on the shank of the summer. That's one of the prettiest words I know, summer. Think about it. Let's say it together, summer. Say it to me. We're outside. Days are longer. Relaxed pace of life. Vacations, spending time with others, huh? But wait, there's a reminder there. Time is fleeting. Oh, now I ruined it. No, I didn't. I just remember that the end of the year is only 6 months off. Or maybe I did ruin it. Didn't mean to, but it's all fact and reality. Carefree fun. You know what it is, though? It's largely memories of summer's past, isn't it? Nostalgia. I love nostalgia. The music of the stars. Now, we're on most of the civic media radio network stations till high noon. The music of the stars. I'm Lou Regani. You're the best audience anywhere. Because you get it. See, when I think summer as far as music, I think of Michel Legrand. That's the guy. Michel the Great. Yeah, see what I mean? Michel Legrand, 1955, and to do the honors, here's Bob Goulet.
Summertime, if you recall, we stopped beside a little flower stall. A bunch of bright forget-me-nots was all you let me buy you. Once upon a summertime, just like today, we laughed the happy afternoon away and stole a kiss in every street cafe. You were sweeter than the blossoms on the tree. I was as proud as any man could be. As if the mayor had offered me the key to Paris. Now another winter time has come and gone. The pigeons feeding in the square have flown. But I remember when the vespers chimed, you loved me once upon a summer time.
Summer smiles, the summer knows, and unashamed, she sheds her clothes. The summer smooths the restless sky, and lovingly she warms the sand on which we lie. The summer knows, the summer's wise. She sees the doubts within your eyes, and so she takes her summer time, tells the moon to wait and the sun to twists the world round her summer finger, lets you see the wonder of it all. And if you've learned your lesson well, little more for her to tell. One last caress, it's time to dress for fall. Thank you.
that house up there, that was her house. And nothing from that first day I saw her, and no one that has happened to me since, has ever been as frightening and as confusing. For no person I've ever known has ever done more to make me feel more sure, more insecure, more important, and less significant.
In everyone's life, there's a summer of 42.
The Music of the Stars. Music of the Stars, that's Alan and Marilyn Bergman. No, the lyrics by Frank Sinatra, but that great music by Michel Legrand. It's just me, I suppose, but I can't help thinking of summer
any time of the year when you hear the music of Michel Legrand. What a guy. Let's do a little tribute to him. And more music from that great artist. There's more. And we'll talk about the Bergmans. Michel Legrand with Dingo. Thoughts about summer.
Now her gentle madness comes. See her in the games. Games that crazy summer plays, wearing funny names. She rules on high with giggles, with out-of-tune guffaws, tipping over reasoning, likes to break the laws. every loyal subject kneels, worshipping the now. Yeah, what's there to believe in? How about holy cow? You goody gumdrop lovers, intertwining hands, go talk about a future no one understands. Yeah, summer is forever, fall is just a myth. Old love you is eternal. Look at who you're with. So sing a song of gee whiz, what a guy he was. Had it all together, man. Did it just because. Who's the one to say no use? You could buy a star. Interstellar summertime. Please don't go that far.
We got an early start.
We're gonna have a ball.
We're gonna ride the surf.
And that ain't all.
Nothing is greater than the sand. Surfing's out there on record board. Just as soon as we get there, stack them in the sand while they're breaking just right. Yeah, we're surfing all day and we're swinging all night. Vacation is here. Beach party tonight.
Chalking our boards.
Chalking our boards.
While we're in school.
We're in school.
Now we're waxing our boards.
Waxing our boards.
At Balboa 2.
As soon as we get there, stack them in the sand. Well, they're breaking just right. Yeah, we're surfing all day and we're swinging all night. Vacation is here. Beach party tonight. Nothing is greater than the sand. Surfing's out there on record board. Just as soon as we get there, stack them in the sand. Well, they're breaking just right. Yeah, we're surfing all day and we're swinging all night. Vacation is here. Beach party tonight. Vacation is here, beach party tonight. Vacation is here, beach party tonight.
Annette Funicello and Frankie Avalon, 1963.
Girls
thrills of the summer. Like the memories we own, they remain ours alone. Nothing can take them away. Like the memories we own, they remain ours alone. Nothing can take them away.
That's Rod McKeown. On the Music of the Stars, the Civic Media Radio Network. And Vic Damone, who almost played Johnny Fontaine, the Godfather One.
The boat rides we would take, the moonlight on the lake, the way we danced and hummed our favorite song. The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The Midway and the fun, the Cupid dolls we won, the bell I rang to prove that I was strong. The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The early morning hike, the rented tandem bike, the lunches that
of the faded summer. Touches with her hand the summer trees, perhaps you'll understand what memories I own. There's a dance pavilion in the rain, all shuttered down, a winding country lane, all russet brown. A frosty window pane shows me a town grown lonely. I'm so alone. That dream of ours that started so April-hearted seemed made for just a boy and fall could come in view so early, early. So, darling, if you can, please let me know. I'll meet you anywhere. I miss you so. Let's never have to share another.
Do, 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 do. else had started. So April hard it seemed, made for just a boy and girl. I never dreamed, did you, any fall could come in view so time to let me know. I'll meet you anywhere. I miss you so. Let's never have to share another early autumn. And the autumn wind brings them to the end.
That was written by Ralph Burns. Woody Herman's Pianist. You notice the sound of Gene Peerling in there from Milwaukee. Woody's from Milwaukee, of course. Woody did a four-part summer sequence. Recorded 1947. That's the freshman, of course. Gene Peerling wrote a lot of their stuff. Stan Getz on tenor saxophone. Lyrics by Johnny Mercer. Joe Stafford had the hit with that. Songs of the Summer. A lot of the fun regarding summer is because of our memories of summers long gone.
Sailing through the moonlight, sailing on the bay.
We were sailing along on Moonlight Bay. We could hear the voices ring. They seem to say, you have stolen her heart. Now don't go away. As we sang love's old sweet song on Moonlight Bay,
we were sailing along. Voices ringing, they seem to say,
you have stolen her heart. Now don't go away.
As we sang love's old sweet song on Moonlight Bay.
Sailing along on Moonlight Bay, we could hear the voices ringing. They seemed to say, you have stolen her heart.
You have stolen her heart.
Now don't go. Old sweet songs on Moonlight
Doris Day with Paul Weston in the orchestra, and his music from Hollywood. Woody Herman, Summer Nights. Woody Herman, 1959, Summer Nights, The Man from Milwaukee.
You got it up the stairs. Isn't that silly? It was so easy. I just pulled out the nails. You know what? We can do this all summer.
Thank you. too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. But I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to cool with my baby tonight. And pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. And pitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to go. When the temperature is low, but when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Pants for romance is not, 'cause it's too, too, too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too, too darn hot. Baby tonight, and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I like to coo with my baby tonight, and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court. Is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Gob for his squad, a Marine for his queen, a GI for his cutie pie is not, 'cause it's too, too, too darn hot.
Porter.
We had beautiful weather here for this weekend, mostly sunny skies and highs in the upper 80s. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy, mild, with those temperatures dropping down into the mid 70s. Now we've got some big changes here for the upcoming work week. Starting tomorrow, we're going to have a volcanic eruption right near Charlottesville, and it's going to make things rather toasty across the area. We're going to see lava spill out into central Virginia and make temperatures in Richmond at 350 degrees, Fredericksburg at 345, Charlottesville, the hot spot, at 400. Not as hot off towards the tidewater. A little bit more comfortable with highs near 100 degrees. The reason why, we're going to have tidal waves moving in ahead of this, a global superstorm developing off towards the Atlantic Ocean. This thing is headed our way. But the key to the forecast, right before this thing makes landfall, it is going to be deflected by Godzilla. Now, a lot can change between now and then. We're looking at the latest data. We'll continue to bring you the very latest. I do want to encourage you, though, that if you ever do see a sleeping coyote, Do not wake it. Bad idea. Okay, here's the forecast. Volcano 350 there for Monday. Global superstorm on Tuesday. We could see maybe about 1-200 inches of rainfall, wind gusts up to 1,000 miles an hour. Godzilla Wednesday. I'll be honest, I have no idea what's going to happen on that day. After that, though, how about this to finish off the work week? Low humidity, lots of sunshine, with highs in the upper 80s heading into next weekend.
It's too darn hot. It is too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. I refill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. But I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight, and bitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight, and bitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up, the weather is sizzling hot. Mr. Pants, for romance is not. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. Why, according to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, why, a marine for his queen, why, a gob for his swab, G.I. for that cutie pie is not. Did you hear me say it's too darn hot? It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. Too darn hot.
Music of the Stars, stand by for news and the real forecast, minus Godzilla.
Weather report. It say A friend of warm air is moving in from...
Where?
Jamaica. Moderately high barometric pressure will cover the northeast and... The deep south. Small danger of...
What?
Fruit frost. Hot and humid nights can be expected.
Hey, Vincent, 95. Waterloo, 97.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Catastrophic flooding in Central Texas caused at least 50 deaths. This man lives in Caraville. He and his wife held onto a tree in their yard as they tried to get help.
I literally pulled up my waterproof phone and started calling people, hey, get Swift Water Rescue to come get us because we are like in extremis. We are in bad shape.
A new documentary focuses on the American Revolution as the nation celebrates the 249th year since the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Filmmaker Ken Burns.
I think the American Revolution is the most important event since the birth of Christ in all of world history.
You can hear the full interview on today's edition of CBS's Face the Nation. There have been week-long celebrations in northern India for the 90th birthday of the Dalai Lama. Thousands of his followers have attended, including this man.
Each one of us who are followers of His Holiness represent the spirit of freedom and nonviolence that he represents.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.